Hello and welcome. My name is Fide Pets, the Wonder Man, and I would like to welcome you to this beautiful edition of the Wonder Word Podcast. Back then in the secondary school, we learned in biology something called Mr. Niger D. That is not the name of any person. It is rather an acronym for the characteristics of living things. Every letter in Mr. Niger D stands for something. It represents one characteristic feature of living things. Now, we're not going to take a look at the characteristics of living things this morning because we are not doing a biology podcast. We are rather going to take a look at just one thing, and that is movement. The first letter in Mr. Niger D means movement. If you go to the orthopedic departments of most hospitals, what you find written in front of the orthopedic department of the hospital is life means movement. That is why I would like to caption today's podcast, "Don't worry, keep moving." That is what I'm talking about. Don't worry, keep moving. Many a times we come across situations in life that weigh us down and discourage us so much, and we really feel like giving up on ourselves. We really feel like giving up on our dreams. We really feel like maybe this is not meant for me. Maybe I'm not supposed to do this. Maybe I'm not good at this. Maybe I deceived myself. Maybe I thought I could do this, not knowing that I will not be able to do it, so I think I should just give it all up. We have this feeling every now and then when we are faced with difficulties, when we're faced with challenges in some aspects of our lives. But then we have to remind ourselves, don't worry, keep moving. Challenges are just like bus stops. When you get on board a public transport, you know that before you get to your destination, especially if you are getting to the last bus stop, before you get there, you realize that the bus will have to stop at different locations, at different bus stops, for people who want to come down from the bus at these different bus stops to, you know, get out of the bus and go wherever they want to go. But you have to keep your cool if you know that you are yet to get to your own bus stop. There are situations where you happen to be the only person remaining in the bus, apart from the driver. Do you say, because every other person is coming down from the bus, so me too, I will come down from the bus, when you know you haven't gotten to your destination or you haven't gotten to the last bus stop yet? You don't do that. So why do we find it very easy to stop at different bus stops that are not our final destinations? When you give up on your dream, you give up on your goals, you give up on your targets before hitting them, you are just like someone coming down from the public transport when you haven't gotten to your destination yet. If you have planned to achieve something for your life, and just because of one challenge or the other, because of one disappointment or the other, because of one great mistake that you made, you are giving up on yourself. You are saying, well, I'm not doing this anymore. Maybe it's not my thing. You are just like someone who is coming down from a bus, simply because some other jolly good fellows are coming down from the bus at that bus stop, which is not your bus stop. I just want to encourage you in this particular podcast that no matter what comes your way, keep moving. Don't worry, keep moving. You got robbed? Don't worry, keep moving. You got beaten up for something you know nothing about? Don't worry, keep moving. I watched an Indian movie back in the days. I may not really remember the title of that movie, but something that reminds me of the movie every now and then is the song, "Don't Worry, be happy. And then the person laughs. Interesting, I must say. But we need to apply this to our everyday life. It may not be realistic. It may not sound real cool in your ears, but that's how people get to move on against all odds. Never worrying about things that they know they can overcome, but just moving ahead with life. Even the Bible tells us that God has promised not to allow you face tribulations and challenges that you are not capable of overcoming. So whenever you are faced with any challenge, just remember that God has given you grace to surmount that challenge, because he said he will not allow to come upon you that which he has not given you grace to conquer or to bear. Many years ago, I got robbed of my laptop and other gadgets. And when I got home, I told my roommate. He put his two hands on his head and he screamed, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." You know, he started shivering immediately as though he was the one who got robbed. But I was the one who got robbed and not him. So I told him, "Hey brother, please calm down. They only took my laptop, they did not steal my brain. Thank God I came back home with my brain intact." But you know why he was shivering like that? Because that laptop was our only source of livelihood. Yeah, I would use it to do graphic designs, use it to do other things and print for people, you know, we'll make money from there. And then we get ourselves some food and some things that we needed. So, realizing that the laptop was no longer there, his mind went haywire. All he could think was, how do we survive? How do we manage? What do we do now? But I told him, calm down. Relax, brother. They only stole my laptop. They did not steal my brain. Now, that is the mentality with which we should live life. Now, do you know that not too long from then, I was able to get myself another laptop because I had to start afresh, you know, after losing a whole lot of files, losing every file that I had. I had to start borrowing laptops to do some designs here and there, and I was able to get myself another laptop. Guess what? I got robbed again. Yeah, I got robbed again, this time in a church. The robbers came into the church and robbed us. They made away with that second laptop that I bought, made away with my hair clipper, made away with a good number of things. But then I still did not worry. I just kept moving against all odds. And it took me quite some time, you know. But then it got to a point in my life when I looked back, I said, wow, today I have two laptops. And I really give God all the glory for that, you know. So you cannot think your way through situations when you are not calm. You cannot think your way forward when you are not calm. You cannot think your way into greatness, think your way out of lack and want, think your way out of poverty, think your way out of challenges when you are not settled, when you are not calm. So, I just want to encourage you this day on this edition of the Wonder Word podcast that you should remain calm. Keep your cool no matter what comes your way. I don't know if I can do a freestyle of a song for you. No matter what comes my way, no matter how I cry, one thing I know and is definite in my heart, my tomorrow must be greater than today. My tomorrow must be greater than today. Remind yourself of that every time, and your tomorrow will surely and certainly be greater than your today if you can stay calm and keep moving. Lastly, I'll remind you the words of a great man. He said, if you cannot fly, run. If you cannot run, walk. If you cannot walk, crawl. By all means and by whatever means, just make sure you are moving. Because remember what I said at the beginning, life means movement, and movement is the first characteristic feature of living things. You are a living thing, so keep living. Thank you for listening. I am Fidepet, the Wonder Man.